Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account?
44485. Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name?
Robert Smith.
For security purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
I can't hear nothing you're saying or understand anything you're saying. Could you slow down?
For security purposes, can you please verify your address for me?
1361 Blakely Circle.
Thank you for that information. Okay, looking over your account, I do see here where you've ordered our accessory. How can I assist you today?
But I did. Yeah, but see, I didn't order that. I never ordered that. Never approved the order of that. And anyway, I see that someone took $89 off my account this morning. I never ordered that. Never received the product from that. So how can you take money from me? I just looked it up, and it says that the sample bottle was $4 and something. I never received anything. And then and for one special offer of $4 and some cents, and then I looked it up and it said that you'd be billed following that. Well, I never received anything, so how am I being billed? I never got the $4 took off my account and never got, so how can I get billed for $89? And I'm disputing that, and I want my money back on my card because I never ordered that. And
okay,
never
well, it does show here
from
that
you guys.
It does show here on your account you made that order for that purchase December the 11th for $6.59, and it was delivered to your address December the 22nd.
Never. I never got anything from you guys. Never.
Okay, and you stated that you've already contacted your bank and filed your dispute with the bank.
I'm filing my dispute with, excuse me, would you slow down? I'm filing my I didn't follow my bank, it's my card holder, and they told me I had to contact you guys and see what was going on. I never ordered these things from you. Ever. Nothing was ever delivered to my house, and I'm telling you that. My dispute is with you. It was not no one else because you took my money off my card. Not you personally, but your company. So I have no beef with nobody else. Don't need to talk to nobody else but this company.
Okay, looking over your account, so you've stated you've never made a purchase for any mail enhancement product for the $6.59 shipping cost, correct?
That's correct.
So you're stating these may be fraudulent charges on your account?
Yes, someone must have did that under my name.
Well, we do take fraudulent charges very serious, and I must state that whoever may have used your cards without authorization will be prosecuted. One moment while I transfer you to the fraud division.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Get back up in that chair. Hey, get her mama. Okay. I bet they'll get you back up in that chair.
All right, I'm almost done canceling off your account.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. I'm transferring to the fraud division. I have to cancel out your account.
I appreciate that because time's too hard to be getting stuck for a bill that you never even received a product from the company. And they wanna
I understand.
And there's so many hackers out here today doing fraudulent stuff, you know. This isn't the first time my account's been messed with.
It hasn't?
No.
Wow. We have to be a little more careful with our information nowadays because you never know what's
but
going
they're
on
able
in
to just, you know, they got these things. The last company, the inspector or whatever, the investigator, they got these things that all they got to do is walk past you. And if you do not have one of them blockers on your wallet or purse, they can get your information off your card just like that.
What?
They got things that they aim at your pockets. Man, they got things that they can aim at your pocket and get your card, information off your card.
I wonder how they're getting away in Vegas.
Most definitely. They said Vegas, California, New York, there's heavily populated, you know, with people walking in, you know, stuff like that. They could sit in, they could sit down in like coffee shops and aim stuff at your purse. And you got, they got, that's why they come out with them. He said, that's why they come out with these wallets and stuff with lead lining that blocks your card. You know what I'm saying? Because they can get the information right off your card just like that.
Wow. That's very disturbing.
And then people, you know, then you got people that they can go get on the internet. You know, these guys is cold blooded. They go on the internet and just look at past bill doing and get your information like that. Say you pay a bill. He said as simple as just paying for something in a restaurant, throw your receipt down. You know what I'm saying? They can get your card information off that. He explained it to me all. He said even busboys and stuff like that, people, waitresses and stuff like that, when you pay for your stuff, some of them, if they ain't about the right thing, they can copy your information. You know what I'm saying? And order stuff over the phone. You never know it. You don't need your card to go to the store. They can do business over the phone. You know what I'm saying? Amazon, stuff like that. And order stuff. As long as they got your card information, expiration date, and you know what I'm saying, and security code, they can order anything.
Well, I'm about to transfer you over to the fraud division so they can get these things taken care of because, as you stated, it's such a hard time right now with the pandemic and things. We don't need anyone stealing our information or our hard-earned money.
You got to tell me.
All right, one moment.
You eat? So what is you doing over here? Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Don't tell your mama you didn't eat.